Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's your first impression to work with your fellow quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, each guy does, you know, different things well. I'm really just trying to take, you know, different things and ask questions and just kind of take it all in these first couple of weeks and just learn the offense.
How was it working with Deontay Johnson out there today?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, first time we got a chance to throw to him, obviously you can see how talented he is. And I'm really excited to play with him, you know, as the weeks go here.
You feel you have an advantage in Mark? Do you feel pretty comfortable with this type of offense?
I wouldn't say. I mean, I'm familiar with the concepts. A lot of these guys have had the same concepts or pro-style concepts. So just taking a day at a time, going through the installs, going through the practice script, and just being as prepared as I can be.
It's been, what, the first time in 4 years you're the new guy on a team. I mean, does it feel like your freshman year competition at all when you came in and you were trying to do whatever you could to get on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's the same thing. It's just competing and trying to be as prepared as I can be. So I'm familiar with this, so I'm enjoying it.
How different do these OTAs feel than rookie minicamp when you are out here with just some of the young guys?
Yeah, well, you can actually see how it's supposed to look, right? I mean, there's some guys here, we're all learning. We get the chance to see it before we can go do it. I think that speaks volumes for us, and that's good. Really good teaching, so we're just kind of taking it a day at a time.
Is there anyone on the team you're spending more time with than anyone else, kind of as you learn the playbook and learn how things work in the NFL?
Yeah, quarterbacks, man. I mean, there's no better guys to learn than the guys that are here that either have done it or that I'm trying to learn from, and asking, you know, Mitch and Mason as many questions as I can. And me and Chris are attached to the hip really all day, so we're kind of going through it together, and it's been fun.
What have those Mitch and Mason really told you, and what have you really gleaned from them?
It's just little small things here and there. I mean, it's not a formal sit down like, hey man, can you give me all the secrets? Like, it's just, I'm going through plays. I'm like, hey, what'd you see here? Why'd you do this? You know, what footwork do you like to use here? All little things like that. And we're kind of working together everyone's getting better. So it's good competition.
It's no secret that it is a competition. Obviously, do you feel like it's healthy, and how much you feel like you guys are already pushing each other?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, we're all learning. I'm learning, and I'm just kind of attacking each day. And I think, you know, you guys make a bigger deal out of the competition than the players do, because we're competing every single day regardless. So I'm just excited to, you know, be a part of this team and compete.
Taking third string reps, I mean, I know right now obviously very early in the competition, but how much does that motivate you to want to work your way up the chart?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think I was going to walk in and be the one, right? I mean, so it's kind of what I was expecting, and come in here and just earn everything I get. I mean, it's just kind of how it goes in life and the game, so I'm excited to be here.
What's it different working with, you know, Mike Tomlin? You've seen him from afar. He's always kind of been able to admire you. You guys see each other in the halls, but now he's your coach.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Every team meeting, there's always something. You know, there's always little things he kind of points out that I really haven't looked for, you know, in previous years playing. So he's a great guy to have, a great defensive mind too. I think as, you know, I get more comfortable with the offense, I can start picking his brain more about defenses and what I can expect during the season. So it's been going well.
Where are you on learning everybody's names? And when we talked to Brooklyn minicamp, you're like, that's next up on my to-do list.
Yeah, we're making good strides there. So, I mean, I get here pretty early. It's usually the same crew I'm with for breakfast, but lunch, 12:14, I got about like 15 minutes to lift and grab a lunch and go meet. So it's kind of like, that's the time I'm trying to learn everybody's name, and it's been going well.
You know my name?
Cam.
You next to Cam?
Yeah, huh?
Who's next to Cam?
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
All good?
Your
first time throwing 18 today?
It was, yeah.
What's your interaction been like with
him? Yeah, I mean, you can see off the bat how special of a player he is. So I'm really excited to, you know, get more time to work with him and see what, you know, I can do to help his game elevate.
What about you and Najee? It looked like you guys had some interactions. Obviously, you want to talk to all the guys on the field, but what are your takeaways working with him and just getting to know him?
I mean, like pretty much like Deontay, you just kind of tell when some guys are different. I mean, he's a different kind of guy, you know, physically, and how he can play the game and what he can do. So he's a guy that, you know, he's been here for a year, so just kind of, you know, mess around with him, talk to him once in a while, and just getting what I can learn from the running backs too. So just really trying to touch, you know, all position groups really.
What's it been like in the locker next to Cam?
Yeah.
I know he's sitting right next to you here.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, obviously, he's such a, you know, strong leader, presence on the team, and he's a defensive guy, so I can kind of learn, you know, how he leads on that side of the ball and take some things away and bring it to the offensive side. So it's been going really well.
Can a guy like Deontay make you a better quarterback?
Of course, man. I mean, those guys make my job easier. I just got to get them the ball. So we have a lot of special talents in that receiver room, so, you know, we just got to deliver the ball, and those guys will do the rest.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.